Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Bernie Sanders, let's talk about something that I consider to be a distinct possibility, that the Republicans are going to take the Senate. In this case, they'll have the Senate. They'll have the Supreme Court for sure, which they already have. They'll have the House of Representatives, and they won't have the presidency yet. What do you make of that?
It's a very, to my mind, that's a very frightening scenario. And I don't know who's going to win the election in the Senate, but you're right. I would say it's about a 50-50 shot, but there is a real possibility the Republicans could gain control of the Senate, have the House, have the Supreme Court. And I think what that tells me is there is going to be an accelerated level of attack on the middle class and the working families of this country. You know, Alan, the Republican agenda of what they really want to do is not hard to understand. I mean, we can look at, give you two ways that we can know what they're going to do. Number one, just look at what the Republicans who control the U.S. House of Representatives have done.
Sure.
What kind of budget have they brought forth? It's called the Ryan budget. Paul Ryan is the chairman of the budget committee in the House. And the Republicans voted for a budget that would end Medicare as we know it, turn it into a voucher program, i.e. giving seniors about $8,000 a year to go out and buy private insurance, which is totally inadequate if you are a low-income senior who has an illness. Massive cuts in Medicaid, massive cuts in nutrition programs, massive cuts in education. And then they want to give huge tax breaks to the wealthy and large corporations. That's about it. That is their agenda. More tax breaks for the rich and cuts in programs that working families desperately need. That's one way to understand where they're coming from. The other way to understand where they're coming from is to take a hard look at the Koch brothers. The Koch brothers are the second wealthiest family in this country, worth about $85 billion. Their wealth increased last year by about $12 billion. And they have an agenda which is very clear. In 1980, David Koch ran for vice president of the United States from the Libertarian Party, and they laid it out what they believe, and their views have not changed. And their views are to eliminate, not cut, eliminate Social Security, eliminate Medicare, eliminate Medicaid, eliminate the Environmental Protection Agency, eliminate the Department of Energy, eliminate Amtrak, eliminate virtually every federal program designed to help middle-income people or working families. Gone completely. And they are the ones who are putting $400 million into this campaign, helping to elect Republicans. So I'm not saying that every Republican shares their views on every issue. But these are the guys who are pushing the Republican Party further and further to the right. And if you look at the Ryan budget, it reflects to some degree what the Koch brothers are talking about. So I worry very much, very much, what happens to working families if the Republicans control the Senate.
You mentioned oligarchy, which I think is exactly right. But at this point, I listened to Morning Joe one morning, by mistake, may I say. And he had Mitt Romney on. And Mitt Romney is saying the economic crisis that Americans were in, that were brought in under the Bush years, was all solved by the time that Obama was getting elected. Now, this is just propaganda 101. You keep saying it over and over again. People believe it. You control the narrative. And isn't this incredibly dangerous?
Yes. But here's what it is. And again, I point a lot of this blame at the media and the America corporate media, which looks at politics as a game, but polling is about how much money candidates have raised, has anybody made a gaffe and said something dumb, rather than educating the American people on what the real problems are facing this country, how we got to where we are, and how we're going to get out of where we are. But just on the issue that you brought up, let's take a deep breath and remember where we were 6 years ago at this time. Now, something that, you know, much of the media does not talk about it, but everybody who was alive 6 years ago, who was an adult 6 years ago, knows to be true. 6 years ago, at this time, Alan, this country was hemorrhaging 700,000 jobs a month. So people say today the economy is not doing well, and they're right. And people say that we're not gaining enough jobs today, And they're right. We're gaining a couple of 100,000 jobs a month. That's inadequate. But let me tell you something. Gaining a couple of 100,000 jobs a month is a hell of a lot better than losing 700,000 jobs, over 700,000 jobs a month at the end of the Bush administration. Number two, there are people who are concerned about the deficit. Well, in Bush's last year, we ran a $1.4 trillion deficit. Today, the deficit is less than half of that. Number three, 2 years ago, 6 years ago, the world's financial system, because of the greed, recklessness, and illegal behavior on Wall Street, was on the verge of collapse. It was quite possible that people would be putting their credit cards in an ATM machine and not getting any money out because the banking system had collapsed. That's where we were. Today, banking system, while I have many, many problems with it, is obviously a lot more stable. And last but not least, while we still have enormous problems in the Middle East, to my mind, most of those problems caused by the Bush-Cheney war in Iraq. 6 years ago, we had troops, combat troops, getting killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, and by and large, that is not the case today. So what the Republicans are saying is, how's the economy doing for you today? And you know what American people are saying? Not too well. Not too well. And they're right. But compared to where we were 6 years ago, we are in a lot better shape. And for the Republicans to blame everything on Obama, especially given the fact that they have filibustered virtually every significant piece of legislation we wanted to pass in the Senate, which protects working families, raising the minimum wage, a majority of us voted for it, couldn't get Republican support, filibuster, pay equity so that women get equal pay for equal work, majority of us voted for that, couldn't get Republican support to overcome the 60-vote filibuster. Jobs programs so we could start creating decent jobs in this country, couldn't get over Republican filibuster. Overturning Citizens United, this disastrous Supreme Court decision that allows billionaires to spend as much as they want on elections, had majority vote, couldn't get the votes that we needed for a constitutional amendment from Republicans. So on issue after issue, what the Republicans have said is, we're going to obstruct, we're going to filibuster, and then when we don't accomplish anything, most Americans won't know what happens in the Senate. They won't know that you need 60 votes to get anything done, and then we'll blame the president. So now all over America, what candidates are saying is, oh, I don't, you know, Barack Obama, terrible, 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 without understanding, A, we're better off than we were 6 years ago, and B, the reason we have not passed significant legislation is because of Republican obstructionism.
Bernie Sanders, always wonderful to talk to you. I just get such hope when I hear you. You're a hero. When we come back the next time, let's talk about a whole host of things that are bothering a lot of people in America. Thank you.
Thank you.